So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. So let's talk about the Bank of England, those amazingly intelligent people who've put interest rates up again, because that will be useful, won't it? That will absolutely help all those people who are already struggling right now. Was it 500,000 people yesterday were on strike because they can't afford to live anymore? Like, it's just ridiculous. Anyway, so let's talk about Bank of England. Let's talk about who it's going to affect. And also, let's just talk about one of the things that kind of annoys me a little bit. It's not a little bit, obviously, it's a lot. One of the things that really annoys me is that the Bank of England are increasing exchange interest rates to take money out of people's pockets. That's number one, right? And the bit that I don't get about that is that you have, like, people talking about tax cuts to put money back in people's pockets. The two don't even mesh. Like, it's so disjointed on the thinking. The two things don't even mesh. You either got an idea about putting more people in more money in people's pockets, fine, or you're gonna take money out of people's pockets by increasing interest rates, fine, but it's one or the other. You can't do both at the same time, hit them with an interest rate hike and then give them more money back in tax. Like, whose level of joined up thinking is that? And then that's the first thing. And then the second thing that I need to cover here, just get this off my chest, inflation is not going up because we're all out buying Lamborghinis and big screen TVs and having restaurants and booking loads of holidays and all of that kind of thing. That's not why inflation's gone up. Inflation's gone up because gas prices have gone up, petrol prices have gone up. All of this isn't commercialization and productization, people buying loads of stuff. Like, you can't choose not to buy your gas. You have to buy gas. You have to buy petrol. You have to buy your electricity. Increasing interest rates doesn't change the price of gas, which has dropped dramatically, by the way. And I don't know if you know this, but on gas prices, there's long-term gas prices and there's short-term gas prices. And when EDF or British Gas, they go out and buy their long-term gas prices, just because gas prices have fallen, they've already kind of locked into the long-term gas price. That's normally how it works. That's why we're not actually seeing today drops in the cost of the warehouse cost of gas. That's not being translated into our bills right now. It's the short-term bills that are falling, and that's obviously not what the energy companies pass back on to you. And then there's a second aspect here as well, is that if energy company A, and you can correct me if this is wrong, but if energy company A pays X number of pounds for their gas, and gas company B pays twice as much for their gas, the average consumer pays for more expensive one. Like, how does that even work? So, I just, honestly, where we are today, there is some more fallout to come, folks. Like, there definitely is. Our interest rate's going to continue to rise. I mean, it's gone so fast, so quick. Like, people have not been able to even contemplate interest rates rising as fast as they have. It's just unheard of. And so there's some definite knock-on effects. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But I'd like to know what you guys think as well. I just think it's just very, very bizarre. We live in this world. We've had this pandemic, and it's almost like, isn't it funny? It's almost like, let's punish the people as much as we can who are already struggling. I'm going to talk about those sort of people who are struggling right now. So let's talk about them. Homeowners, number one, homeowners. I was looking at my mortgages just from the last interest rate hike. And bear in mind, we've got a large amount of properties that have mortgages on them. And when we look at how much our income is being eroded by the interest rate hikes, it's a significant amount. But there's a double whammy here. If you're a landlord, which we're going to talk about in the landlord section, so I'll come back to that. But if you're a homeowner, you've worked really hard, you've managed to save your deposit, rents have obviously shot up in the past few years, but you managed to get on the property ladder, congratulations. We're going to screw you over by shoving interest rates up really high. Now, obviously, a proportion of those people will have fixed mortgage rates. right? So they're not going to feel this for maybe 5 years or 10 years, depending on how long that fix is. But 10-year fixes are quite expensive anyway. 3 to 5 years, that's when they're going to get hit with those. By the way, in Spain, if you tie in a mortgage at 0.5%, it's a 30-year mortgage for the entire 30 years, you're going to end up with just 0.5% for all that time, which I think is quite interesting. So if you're a homeowner and you're just on standard variable because you've just come off your fixed rate or capped rate, you're going to get hit massively with these. And it can potentially mean that your mortgage payments have actually increased. Now, bear in mind here, it's just the interest only aspect of your mortgage that's actually increased. Your repayment level will still stay the same. But obviously, homeowners, they've still got gas bills, council tax rises, TV license, broadband. I noticed yesterday Virgin talking about a 13% increase on their broadband costs. I mean, it's just shocking. And then what we see, of course, let's talk about landlords here. Then what we see, of course, is that we see loads of people going, oh, well, we need a rent freeze. What? Yeah. No, we need a rent freeze. These greedy landlords, they're putting the rents up, right? So Virgin, not a freeze on Virgin Media's broadband prices going up. No, that's fine. Okay, just landlords. Yeah, just landlords. Got it. Okay, that makes sense, yeah. What about Tesco's? Are we going to give them a price freeze? No, not Tesco's. Okay, just landlords. Mum and dad's, you know, mum and dad buying a house for their retirement. Just those guys. Yeah, okay. What about EDF? Should we maybe freeze gas prices? No, we don't want to do that. Just landlords. Yeah, just landlords. Ah, okay. Okay, yeah, that makes total sense. So then what happens when landlords are leaving, because you're talking about rent freezes, and landlords are going, oh my God, my mortgage has doubled. Literally, my mortgage has doubled. And now I can't get any more money from the tenant to pay for that mortgage. So how about this? How about I sell those properties, put them back on the market, and you get a group of people going, oh, well, that's brilliant, because that'll bring house prices down. Oh, right, okay. House prices. How much have house prices dropped then in the last 3 years? We lost 50,000 landlords. That's not properties. That's landlords. 50,000 landlords have left the sector since 2019. How much do you think prices have dropped since 2019? Oh, not at all. Yeah, that makes total sense. So all those landlords leaving and putting houses back into the housing market, you think that'll bring house prices down, but we already know with 50,000 landlords leaving and those houses going back into the housing market, that's actually not happened. Actually, what's happened is house prices have gone up, and guess what's happened to rents? Absolutely shot up. Now, there's a number of reasons for rents shooting up. Section 24, nobody ever talks about Section 24. Just this bizarre idea. And those that do speak about it, they go, oh yeah, but Section 24 has not changed rents. I'm sorry, what? My personal tax bill has gone up significantly because of Section 24. And so because of that, I've invariably increased my rents to cover the losses that I were then making to move me back into the profitability due to the tax situation. But this guy who's never owned a property, never owned a buy-to-let property, let alone a portfolio, they know better than we do, despite our 25 years of experience and millions of pounds invested in our own personal buy-to-let portfolio. Oh, got it, right, okay. Yeah, it makes total sense. Total sense. So now what's going to happen with Bank of England interest rates going up? Landlords, what do you think they're going to do? Are they going to sit back and go, brilliant, Bank of England, they've put their interest rates up. This is wonderful, because now, you know, that £1,000 rent, my mortgage that was 500 is now going to be 550 or 600, whatever that's going to be. And bear in mind that in combination with Section 24, if you're a 40% taxpayer and you're renting that place out for £1,000, right? This is a bit that people don't get. You're renting it for £1,000, you're a 40% taxpayer. 40% of that income is going to go to the taxman because of Section 24. Not profit, revenue. 40% of your revenue is going to go over to the taxman, more or less. Okay? So now let's just, for sake of numbers, let's say that your interest-only mortgage was £600. So that £400, you're at break even, okay? But now what happens is, because of interest rate rises, let's say your interest-only mortgage is now 650. So now you're making a loss of 50 quid. In order for you to cover that 50 quid, you need to increase your rent by about £92. Like, why is this not on TV? Why is nobody explaining this on TV? Just beggars belief. So what do you think is going to happen to landlords now that interest rates are rising and they can't offset the increase in the cost of that interest-only mortgage because of the tax situation with Section 24? Why is no one talking about this? I think we're living in a holographic universe. This is not real. I honestly, I promise you, I'm not making this up. I actually think we're in a simulation right now. I do not believe this is real in any way, shape or form. I actually think if you're listening to this right now, you are a figment of my imagination. Now, heck, I might be a figment of your imagination. In which case, I'm the... What's the word? It was in Matrix. Can't remember what word is. It's from the book. Anyway, I won't go into that. So maybe we're not in a Matrix. Maybe we're not in a simulation. Maybe this is real life. Well, how flipping messed up is this? It's just bizarre, isn't it? Can we just go and over to CERN and switch off the Hadron Collider? Can we just switch that stuff back off? No more Mandela effect. We should do a podcast on this, by the way. No more Mandela effect, because it's all messed up. And let's just go back to how it was pre-2016, pre-Brexit, pre-Kobe Bryant's death, pre-pandemic. I think we're actually regressing as a species. Our level of intelligence is regressing, and our level of empathy for those people who are in a poorer situation than we are in, you and I are in, it has gone. Where's the empathy? How is it that a third of all hospitals have food banks for nurses? How are we in this situation? And by the way, do you think nurses, for example, other industries are available? Do you think nurses have properties that they own? Some will, but I reckon most people who are in a nursing, I reckon they're probably tenants. Let's talk about tenants then. God, I'm on a good old rant. It's been a while since I've had a rent. So if you're a tenant, what do you think is going to happen to your rent? It's going to go up. There's no question, but it's going to go up. Landlords are looking at this interest rate rise and we're like, do you know what? What the hell am I doing this for? I'm already selling up. I'm leaving the property market. We'll probably have a couple left over that are all paid off. No mortgages to maintain this level of control that I prefer. But the majority of my portfolio is going. The golden time for buy-to-let, I think, is done. And that's not to say that that's the same for you. That's just that I've been in this for 25 years. I'm 50 years old. I live in Spain. The last thing I want to do is deal with dickhead tenants. We just had a couple move in to one of our flats. And we're probably being cut off on electricity now. Even though I've been messaging them all week to set up for electricity, they haven't done it. And I'm like, I can't even be bothered coming down to that level and pushing and pushing and pushing for them. It's just, I'm so tired of being a landlord. And I know I'm not the only one. So I'm selling up. So landlords like us, we sell up. There's less properties to rent. What do you think happens to rents? It's going to go up. These poor tenants. We've already increased our rents and some of our tenants cannot afford those rent increases. And it sucks. So what are we going to do? Are we going to be a charity now and help those tenants? Like, what do we do? And I just can't be bothered with it. We're just getting rid of it. We just sell up. Not my problem. Pass it on to somebody else. If they want to get into buy-to-let, awesome. But for the tenants living in those properties right now, who are already struggling with the cost of living crisis, which we'll talk about in a minute, and all the other expenses that they've got, what do you think is going to happen to those guys? Well, let's say they hand in their notice. Where do you think they're going? Like, literally, if we look on Rightmove and look at how few properties there are out there. And by the way, January is usually a decent time to rent property because there's not, you know, it's not a huge amount of people looking in January. There's a lot of single guys who get thrown out of the house after 2 weeks living at Christmas, turn up with two black bags. That was my experience with running the managing agency. That's what we'd have. But right now is probably a good time. But once it gets into summer, especially September, All the students come in, rent's absolutely shoot through the roof. Best time to rent a rental property is in September, especially if you're in a big city like Leeds. And if you're looking to rent somewhere, September's a dreadful time to do it. Like going into Christmas, that's usually a good time over Christmas period. It's not a great time for moving, obviously, but it's a good time for looking. But what do you think is going to happen to rents? They're going to go up. What do you think is going to happen for tenants? We're going to have another massive surge of homelessness and food bank usage and warm banks. Like, how is that even a thing? A warm bank, for goodness sakes. How is that even a thing? Okay. And then finally, just on this, let's talk about the cost of living crisis. So you've saved up and you've managed to scrimp and save. You've now got your house and you've now got your own gas bills and council tax and Virgin that are going up 13% and so on and so forth. And everything's gone up in cost. And now your mortgage, that's gone up in cost as well, by maybe 50 to 100% in the last 3 or 4 months because of the interest rate rises. It's just bonkers. Like, how are people going to survive? An increase in warm shelters, an increase in warm banks, I think they call them, an increase in food banks. Where's it going to end? Like, is the UK heading towards, and I don't really want to use the term third world status, because obviously the UK is not in third world status, but if you're middle class and above, you're fine. That's not a problem. It's okay. If you're lower middle class and below, I just don't even know what the answer is. You're just screwed. And look, this is a dog-eat-dog world. We're cavemen, all said and done. Our genome as a species is less than 200,000 years old. And we are basically cavemen with a set of civilized rules that we all live by. But ultimately, really, we're still blooming cavemen, and it's a dog eat dog world out there, and it's survival of the fittest. And my answer to you, or my response to you, is that assuming that it's financial, that it's survival of the fittest survive, a strong survive. Assuming that's right, you're going to have to get yourself strong right now. And I don't mean physically, although getting into good physical shape will help your mental aspect, but mentally you've got to get strong. Financially and economically, you've got to get strong. Skill-wise and experience-wise and capability and ability, you're going to have to get strong. You're going to have to read books. You're going to have to go on training courses. You're going to have to work 2 jobs. All of that stuff is what's going to get you through the cost of living crisis. And it's going to be painful. Like, I can't sugarcoat this. I honestly wish I could just sugarcoat it and go, do you know what? It'll be fine. I honestly don't think it's going to be. For a lot of people out there, and also, sadly, a lot of the people out there that it's going to get worse and harder for, not the sort of people that would listen to my podcast. It's people who are already on the journey to improving themselves in some way, increasing their revenues and increasing their education level and their abilities and their opportunity to get paid more money per hour. The people that are out there riding bikes, delivering food, they're not watching this stuff. They don't even know the interest rate's gone up. They don't even know about Section 24. They don't know about any of this stuff. All they know is greedy landlords, bastard Tories, greedy energy companies. Shell came out yesterday, was it today? £32 billion of profit. It's their biggest ever profit. And who's paying for that? You and me. And they do not care. Those bosses are getting extra bonuses. So look, I hope that's useful. That's a good old rant today. Obviously, I'm pissed off about this. And I'm not just pissed off because how it impacts me, but I'm pissed off because of how it impacts my tenants and their ability to pay as well. I'm pissed off because how this is going to affect people towards the bottom end who are already struggling. Heck, they were struggling at the start of last year or the middle of this year. They've been struggling with it all along. And now they're going to struggle even more. And some people are not going to survive. Some people are going to take their own lives. And to think that this is the United Kingdom in 2023 is just appalling. Anyway, hopefully, happier note on our next one. Stay well. If you want to have a chat, hit me up on Facebook or LinkedIn or... not LinkedIn, I never use it. Come and have a chat. All right, speak to you soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.